Welcome to NDTI's Talking Inclusion podcast series. My name's Rebecca, and today I'm talking with Karen, a foster carer whose young person has been taking part in our Time to Talk Next Steps program. Time to Talk Next Steps is a three-year program generously funded by the National Lottery Community Fund to provide free support for young people with additional needs to build confidence, provide motivation, and make plans for the future. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Rebecca.
Could you start by introducing yourself and telling us a bit about your family?
I'm Karen and I'm a foster carer. I have sometimes up to four children at a time. I've got two long term at the moment and another one like going through long term. But I've had Yassi and his sister now for 9 years. And when Yassi came to us, he found it hard. He couldn't communicate properly, no eye contact and that. So when I seen this advertised, I thought, well, I'll give it a go. And it has really helped him loads.
How did you find out about Time to Talk Next Steps?
I was joined in with a group called Stronger Together. It was run by our local council, South Tyneside Council. And it was just advertised on there and got some feedback about it. And I spoke to Yassi about it to see how he felt.
So you're linked up with your supporter, Jackie, now. How have those one-to-one online sessions been?
I did say to Jackie that he wouldn't be able to do a full hour like sessions. That would be too much for him. So she broke it down into like 20 minutes and that. I think it goes a little bit longer now. You know, he's built up like a kind of relationship really with Jackie, and he's managing it really well. I still leave him on his own in his room to do it.
Yeah.
Because he talks better if people aren't around him. Yeah. So, yeah, it's really been helpful for him. Everyone's saying how much better he is with it and that. It's really good.
What changes have you seen since taking part in the programme?
He's built like loads of confidence up, going to youth clubs, his school saying that he's doing really, really well. Well, he's built up confidence to go on the bus on his own, because he does get a transport bus to school, but he does go out on his own and he sometimes goes out with his sister. But he's like, he used to do one route, but now he's going like to another area. Like he's going further afield on different bus routes now. And he's like looking and finding that out for himself, where to go.
Oh, that's really positive.
Yeah. And he's actually going in shops. Like he bought himself, because he had some money in that off his mum. And he bought himself a hoodie and he went for shoes, like trainers, football shoes. He went for them himself. So he managed it really well. He wouldn't have been able to do that before. So
yeah, need a job soon to pay for all of that.
I don't know. I don't worry, he'd be getting one.
Great, sounds really good.
Yes, yeah, he's doing really well. He actually met a friend last week and went to a football match, which he's never done that before.
Did he have a good time?
Yeah, he did. He got praised up for going because he's never actually met up with a friend and done that in all the 9 years I've had him. That's the first time he's ever been out with a friend. He did get told off a little bit because he didn't tell us he was actually going there until he come back and he had been.
Sounds like you have a teenager. Is there anything you think that makes this programme different from the other support on offer?
Well, to be fair, he hasn't really had any of that support apart from school. Well, he has support teachers, but that's like his teachers, you know. He's never really been anybody else for support.
Oh, okay. How is he getting on with the one-to-one support?
He does enjoy it, you know. I didn't know how he would take it at first. I didn't think he would do it. I mean, I went on with him at first and then introduced Jackie to Yassi and that, you know. But then he's fine. He doesn't mind doing it now. He has a quite good chat with her. And sometimes Jackie will email me and say, is there anything that you want us to, like, talk about? You know, because sometimes Yassi struggled making decisions and that. So I think we're on the right track now because he knows in his head what he wants to do when he leaves school. He goes to, like, a special school in a unit. But now he's wanting to go to a mainstream college when he leaves in May.
Well,
that's the plan for September anyway.
Yeah.
That's what we're working at. So that's good, because before we couldn't make a decision.
That's really good to hear, because the programme is all about supporting young people to be more independent and to make plans for the future. So that's great. Would you recommend Time to Talk Next Steps to other young people with additional needs, or to other parent carers or foster carers like you?
Definitely. I've already promoted it with my support workers. Normally we go through them or like a social worker, but I actually did this myself. So it's been really good that they're pleased that I did that. And they've even noticed a difference because, like, sometimes Yassi comes on to team meetings about this, you know, when they have care team meetings about the children.
Yeah.
And he can actually come on now and voice his opinion and that. So that's been really helpful.
Do you feel like the programme is supporting you as well as Yassi?
Yeah, because it's helping me. You know, it's like I'm feeling good because he's progressed so well.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it? Good feeling.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
I would just recommend anybody to, if a child's struggling, to give it a go. And I'm sure they'll be fab for them. Yeah.
Thank you for talking to us. And thank you for listening. I hope you can join us again for our next special episode, which will be celebrating Advocacy Awareness Week. If you want to find out more information about Time to Talk Next Steps, you can find the links in the podcast description or visit ndti.org.uk.